Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
And these two distinguished guests do an outstanding job. They're on TV. They're big TV stars on MLB Network, a show called Intentional Talk. And, of course, we're talking about Kevin Millar and Ryan Dempster. And I love Ryan Dempster. We'll get to that in a second. Fellas, we really appreciate you joining us on this very special occasion. Thank you.
I love Ryan Dempster also. What a great man. We live together. He does a great job cooking and cleaning. Very well dressed. Great quads.
Wow.
I know. Yeah.
And he's a good cook, too. Like, he cooks
unbelievable.
Well.
Unbelievable. What is that? Healthy guy.
Peanut butter. I have to be, guys. I mean, I got to keep Kevin in shape.
I understand. Let me start with you, Ryan. You're a hero of mine. I don't know if you know that.
No, I didn't. I'm intrigued why.
I'll never forget that night in Boston when you looked square in the eye at Alex Rodriguez and said, I'm going to try to hit you. And I'm going to try to hit you multiple times until that baseball goes off your body and you're dopey ass.
Terrible.
Yeah.
It took 3 pitches and 4 pitches to hit him.
Hey, first of all, it only took 2. The other 2, I figured, because what happened is if I threw it down and away like I did later in the game, he hits it out of the ballpark. I'm sure that those things work. So, but, yeah, it was, you know, hey, listen, man, we all go through times in life where we make choices. And Alex got a lot of money, and he can afford beer the rest of his life. I wanted to make sure that I never had to pay for one in Boston, and I think it worked out.
Oh, okay, good, because I was nervous as you were talking. Like, you don't regret that decision. Like, when you decided that day, I'm going to drill this SOB, you look back on it a decade later and say, that was awesome. I'd do it again and again, right?
Be careful, Ryan. It could be a trap question. Continue on, please.
You know, listen. No, I don't regret a lot of things. There's choices that I've made that weren't always the best. But at the end of the day, in the moment, I was making that decision on what I thought was the right thing to do. And actually, to be really honestly and truthfully, before any of the the stuff had come out with the allegations and suspensions and all that, I was having a beer with my brothers in the backyard at my parents' place around Christmas time. My brothers, when I signed with the Red Sox, he goes, dude, you should hit A-Rod first time at Fenway. And then they actually were in the stands for my brother's bachelor party. It could have been more serendipitous or whatever you want to call it. It was all meant to be.
Oh, wow. Nice. Ryan, how much did Major League Baseball fine you?
I got a fine. The standard fine, I think, was $2,500.
Oh,
which,
dude, that's worth it. Oh,
I think it got lost in the mail somewhere. But I did get, I will argue, I got the best paid 5-day vacation ever, because a lot of people don't know this. When we went to San Francisco afterwards, I walked in the office on the Tuesday, and John Farrell said, you're suspended. And I said, for hitting the suspended guy? That's weird. And so then I left. I said, well, I'm going to throw a bullpen and I'll leave, and then it can't be made into a big of a story. And it really worked. I went to Big Sur camping with my wife. I went to Malibu and stayed at Chelios' place.
Subtle brag. Right. These wealthy people go
great.
To Malibu
it
with
was
Chelios.
Great.
Right. Dude, talk about opportunist.
But yeah. Real quick, did you hear what he said? He goes, hey, I got a 5-day vacation. Did you notice the starting pitchers get that every day? So I don't know what he's saying different. It's different if he's playing shortstop or third base. He gave me in that life.
Did
every
you,
4 days, bring the golf club,
not
guys.
Not a bad life. Did you ever think for a second he would charge the mound, or did you already see it in his eyes? He don't want any part of me.
Yeah, I didn't think anybody wanted to come out there. But hey, listen, I just thought, and the funny part was it actually hit the elbow guard.
Right. Please tell the Michael Tucker story. They don't build fences out here on the mound. That's what Ryan really wanted to say. They don't build fences around the mound. If you want to come on.
Oh, I love it.
Kevin? That was it. You know what? And listen, the best two, we won the World Series. Poppy was mad. You know, they're good friends, obviously, and buddies, and he felt like he might get hit. But I'd ask David to go down in the tunnel and have a little conversation and just say, hey, everything's going to be all right. And we went on to win a World Series. So All in all, it was a great way to kind of cap a magical season there.
Yeah. Can I tell you both this? And Alex has got a plane, and we're doing the World Series together these days, you know, as TV guys. So I just tell Ryan and Alex it's mentor. And make up, and we'll take the next trip on Alex's plane.
right. So
I'd like to buffer him.
So that brings up what I was going to ask you, Kevin. It feels like now all this feels, I don't want to say childish, but it's like it's just stuff you do when you're playing. And it doesn't mean it doesn't last. It doesn't like you have this intense hate for Alex Rodriguez. And hell, you used to joke with him about J-Lo. So, like, what's the relationship now?
I mean, I have a relationship with Alex because obviously, you know, playing against him in the minor leagues, and it's hilarious. Like I said, Clemens is throwing balls at my face. Clemens and I golf at these golf tournaments. I mean, we do nothing together. So, like you said, in the moment, part of competition and the way in the basically the era that we played in, you policed yourselves.
Yeah.
Seriously. Like, if you want to do a backflip, if I want to take Clemens deep and do a backflip, I mean, even though I can't do a backflip, by the way, just be honest. But that's the way it was. You got thrown at the face. Like Pedro Martinez would throw at your face if he felt you're disrespecting the game. Clemens or whoever it was, that's part of this game at that era that you policed yourself. And now, you know, you're allowed to do backflips and, you know, let the kids play, which is fun too.
Different world. We're talking to Kevin Millar and Ryan Dempster. Let me ask you this, because we haven't discussed this moment yet, but it's one of A-Rod's most infamous moments when he slapped the glove of Bronson Arroyo. You were off the field by that point, right, Kevin? Because I think they replaced you for defense.
They do. About the third or fourth inning, I was out of there.
He's a two-at-bat guy, you know, and got two at-bats and then defensive replacement.
That's true. They got the lead. Balls. They go flying down the right field line, you know what I'm saying?
Funny. What did you, sitting in the dugout when you saw that play, because I remember watching on TV thinking, what the hell just happened? Did he slap his glove? What did you see from your vantage point on that infamous play?
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.
The great thing about that, though, honest to God, the umpires did an amazing job. We saw what you guys saw live, and so now you're hoping before the replay scene, because Mark Belhorn hit a home run that day also,
right,
off of John Lieber in the left field that they called a double, and it hit a guy in the chest, and then they went back and got that play right. So there were a couple plays in that game, but the A-Rod play, yeah, he slapped the ball out of McCavish, Bronson Arroyo's hands. You know, they were involved in that situation, and we saw what you saw. But now, for them to get the play called right, the thing that was silly, obviously, when Alex is going to second base with his hands up on his head, like, what? What? Now, Alex is very, very high IQ baseball-wise. So it was just no replay. You were at the mercy of the umpires making the correct call, and they did a great job.
Right. Do you give them credit for even attempting that? Because of what you just said, like,
credit.
I'm being serious, because if they don't catch it,
is this another trick question, guys?
No, it's not. I'm just like, if you're not cheating, you're not trying, right?
Oh, that's
right.
What I always heard. Well, he certainly applied to that, didn't he?
I'm talking about in the game.
I getcha. So you want to know if Kevin Millar and Ryan Dempster give him credit for slapping the glove of Bronson Arroyo?
Nobody's ever done this before, right?
I'll give him a lot of credit. He put some great numbers, and he was unbelievable. I don't give him credit for slapping the glove out of there. You know what I'm saying? I got to be honest with you. Okay. I'll put a bow on that one.
Just making sure you keep it
everywhere. So how long have you two lived together? I'm curious.
Since 1999. Wow. 2000 was our first time living together.
It feels a lot longer, Ryan. I don't know why. I feel like we've lived together a long time. And
I've seen his body come and go and change a lot over the years. We've watched our kids grow together. It's been quite a relationship.
I've got a bad body, boys. I'll be honest with you. I got back hair, and it comes underneath the lat area. I can't stand that, so that's probably what he's talking about, just bad back hair.
And then now they have the opportunity again to work with him, you know, doing the show. IT, it all came kind of together at – last year at the winter meetings in San Diego, and he just threw it out there like, hey, too bad you couldn't do some IT. I'm like, well, maybe I can, and we just have had a blast. I mean, I come to work, I laugh every day, as you can tell, being around Kevin. We get to talk baseball, we get to laugh, get to be real, bring on guests, and that's how we were when we were playing together. I mean, this guy was the epitome of being relaxed. He always kept everybody in the locker room relaxed, even when we were rookies and we shouldn't have been that relaxed. He made sure we had fun, and it's never changed, not from day one since I've known him, way back when he was with the Portland Sea Dogs, Eastern League MVP back in 1997.
Oh, that one, they're embarrassing me, Ryan. They almost got me out that year. This is ridiculous.
Don't worry. Evan has back hair as well.
Oh, yes. I'm a hairy man, that's for sure.
I do not have back hair. Look,
Evan.
So, Kevin, Alex had, I don't know, he comes to New York, obviously as a Yankee. He's a big, bitter rival of the Red Sox. And it seemed like you guys took joy in saying, well, he's not Derek Jeter. What was the point behind that? Just to needle him?
I just answered this question. Now, I don't know if you guys recall, remember Alex Rodriguez met with ownership with the Boston Red Sox, was going to Boston,
yep.
And Nomar was going to be traded. And then Dan Patrick asked me who's going to throw the ball across the field, coming open day, and I said Alex Rodriguez because I thought that. Well, then obviously Nomar got mad at me for a while, and I'm sitting here going, well, I thought you were getting traded. A-Rod's coming to Boston. Well, then he ends up in New York. And then you're like, wow, you didn't realize, obviously, back in 03, 4, and 5, that rivalry was just, it started and got heated and got awesome.
Yeah.
Now, you only boo if you noticed. You've never, booed the average players. The guys that get booed are your great players. I've seen Derek Jeter get booed. It was like booing Santa Claus when he was over 30 in Yankee Stadium. Well, Alex now comes with, some stuff with him, right? Be honest. The numbers, unbelievable. Probably the best shortstop numbers we've seen since he was an 18, 19, 20, 21-year-old kid coming up. First $100 million contract and all of the stuff. Now you're going to have a lightning rod on your back, period, end of story. It's Jeter's team. Mm. Now he's got a constant, probably a little insecurity trying to match Jeter. But at the end of the day, it's number two's team. He's the captain. He's won World Series championships. And so Alex comes into a situation, just be a part of that group. But obviously on our side, we're like, yeah, they've got it. That lineup, Matsui, A-Rod, mm-hmm. Jeter, Bernie, Posada, Sheffield, Giambi. It's a different Yankee lineup. It's that Yankee lineup. They were the best I've seen and gave you at bats 1 through 9. So, obviously, now he just adds fuel to the fire.
No doubt about it. Intentional Talk is the show to check these guys out. They do a great job. Sierra Santos does it with them. MLB Network's got spring training games starting on the 24th, which I'm pumped up about. And we very much appreciate you joining us for a few minutes. Thank you, Kevin Millar. Thank you, Ryan Dempster.
Absolutely, you guys got it. When I hear Kevin talk for that long-winded, I know he gets hungry, guys. So I'm going to go make him a meal right now. Got it?
Very good.
Love it.
Thank you, fellas.
Back here.
Indeed.
See ya.
There it is.